This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With summertime winding down, college students are headed back to school or to campus for the very first time, and more of those students than ever are likely to need some kind of mental health services once they get there. Anxiety and depression are the most common complaints of college students seeking care. Drinking and drug abuse continue to be problems on campus, so a lot of colleges are responding by beefing up their counseling services. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
Hi, everyone. Hi, how are you doing?
At the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, a few dozen incoming freshmen are getting a tour of the Counseling and Psychological Services Center. There's a large waiting area and 50 counseling rooms housed in a brick office building near campus. Meeta Kumar is Associate Director for Outreach and Prevention.
We really want to emphasize the fact that anyone can benefit from this. 20% of undergrads at some point or another come to us.
That's almost double the rate 15 years ago, says Director Bill Alexander.
We have increased our staff accordingly from 10 or 12 staff to over 30 now. We have a huge training program, and when everybody's here, it's a lot of people.
In a survey last year, the American College Health Association found that about 20% of college students have been diagnosed with depression at some point in their lives, twice the rate when the survey started in 2000. Mickey Sharma is president of the American Association for University and College Counseling Center Directors. He says in the past few years, anxiety has overtaken depression as the top mental health concern.
This generation of students have grown up in a very fast-paced society with high expectations. That, I think, is coupled with our students' coping skills and ability to be resilient is not as high as we'd like it to be.
There's also more awareness of mental health issues, so students are more likely to seek help, and colleges are taking more responsibility for treating them. Victor Schwartz is chief medical officer of the Jed Foundation, which works to prevent suicide among college students. He says schools used to refer students off campus for psychological services.
And now in many schools, the mental health services really function like psychiatric emergency rooms, walk-in clinics, counseling services, and kind of full-service mental health care systems.
That's expensive. Adding one trained counselor to the staff can cost $70,000 to $85,000.
But we also know that people who are actively depressed do have lower rates of graduation from college. So there's really an incentive for the schools to be providing good access to care and good care to their students.
Sometimes that means working harder to reach students who may not seek out help. Terry Wright is executive director of the Steve Fund, which helps colleges improve their services for students of color.
Stigma is a huge issue in the lives of students of color and what it means to seek services and admit that I need help. When in fact, I feel like as a young person of color that I'm already being judged differently.
Which brings us back to that orientation at the University of Pennsylvania with Associate Director Meeta Kumar. The students are part of a summer bridge program to help prepare low-income and first-generation college students for their first year at Penn. Many are students of color.
What do you feel might be some concerns that could prevent one from seeking counseling?
Embarrassment?
Judgment.
Failure.
Sessions like these are designed to fight that stigma. Counselors are also meeting students where they are, hosting workshops in dorms and dining halls, and trying to shift the focus away from mental illness to promoting wellness. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.